Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh, why didn't you get us into this? You were talking about this yesterday. Give us the scenario here, buddy.
Yeah, well, we were just having a conversation about things that people are just so delusional about, but they believe they could actually do it. The old adage, the old saying is like, hey, in an emergency situation, I guarantee you I could land the 747 I'm in, you know, mm-hmm. in case both pilots pass out or anything like that. And my family and I were talking about this, and we got into like a debate of like, you know, I could do this, that, and the other thing, or I could whatever. If someone needed help in an ambulance, I could totally, you know, do the CPR and things like that, even though they've never been trained, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for me, that got me thinking of like, what are things that I am like delusional about? Like, I think I could really do this, even though everyone else is like, you couldn't do that.
There's no
way.
So
like, yeah. for example, for me, I grew up playing baseball my entire life. If you threw me in a situation where I was in an actual MLB game, I think I'd be fine. I really do. Like, I think I could play second base. I would be able to go into the batter's box and get a hit where everybody else in the world is like, dude, not on your life.
Not
there's
in the
no
big
way.
Leagues,
it
yeah.
is the hardest thing in the world to hit a ball pitched by a MLB pitcher coming at you at 103 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's the hardest
right.
thing in the
right.
world.
Yeah.
But I think I could do it. Like, I really, really do. I
swing
think
and
I'd
a
be
miss.
Good at it.
Completely delusional.
I would be looking. I mean, I could probably strike out looking, okay?
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing is like, what are you delusional about where you're like, I could absolutely do this? No matter the circumstances, no matter what.
It's funny to think about because, yeah, for years and years, my thing on the air was that, like, in a situation, I could land a plane. Like, you glide it in, right?
Yeah.
Taking off, I don't know if I could do that, but, you know, yeah, both pilots gone. I run up to that cabin and land it, glide it in.
Have you ever even done, like,
kick it back. My whole thing was you kick the power back. You kick it back once you land.
You guys are saving lives. Like, that's what
you're gliding. You push the thing down, you go down, and you glide into a residential area.
But that's intense. Like,
how do you pull the landing gear down?
I know.
Nah, like, it doesn't matter. You land it on the belly.
Yeah, right. You'll be fine.
I'm so good, it'll be smooth.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, what are you delusional about that you swear you could do it? In whatever situation that yours may be. Phone lines are open, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Call us. Let's have some fun. We'd love to talk to people.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think you could pull off? Katie, how about you?
Mine is so silly. Like, I was ready, and then you guys said yours. I'm like, oh. Mine is, like, if, like, you're at a concert, and whoever you went to go see, like, lost their voice or forgot how to sing, and they're like, does anybody know this song? Can anybody come up? And I can't sing, but for whatever reason, I feel like I could finish somebody's concert, especially if I was there to see them and I knew all the songs and everything. Like, I'm convinced I could be a singer if the time called for it. Cannot carry a tune to save my life, but I could do it.
Neon Moon!
I know!
That's really good.
Like, that's truly what I feel like I could do, and I know I can't, but...
Convinced. That's really funny.
Convinced.
Or it's like one of those things, there's multiple videos going around where the band will grab somebody out of the crowd,
yes!
and he'll come up and play drums.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
the guitar, even. He just, you know, you're tearing it up. You're like, I could do that.
And do you know what mine
I know
is?
The beat.
I'm what? Like, I know one time someone's going to need a cellist. I'm there. Like, that's the only thing I know.
Is there
play.
A cellist in the audience? Anyone, is there a cellist?
I can play the cello.
So funny. Okay, so phone lines are ringing. You guys want to sound off about this. It's kind of silly. It's a fun Friday topic. If you were, you know, in a certain situation, you're like, I could pull that off, even though you're totally delusional about it.
So
if I were stranded in the wilderness, I would chop down a tree with my pocket knife and make shelter and a fire, and I would hunt deer.
Easy.
I'd be, no problem. Put me out in the wilderness. And you're like, your friends are like, yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
You get lost in Costco. Sure you would. What are you delusional about? 303-691-1649. We got Tanisha. Hi, Tanisha.
Hi, Tanisha. Oh, my gosh. I was just about to introduce myself.
Oh, okay. Well, ta-da!
Hi.
It's Tanisha. So what are you delusional about?
Okay, so first of all, a delusion is just something that hasn't been proven yet.
Yeah.
So I can prove it's true eventually. But my, if you want to call it delusion, is that I will be the president of the United States.
Get
oh, sure you will. Sure you
Woo!
Will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. could happen. It's just something that needs to get proven, and I can totally prove it.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe not this lifetime, but eventually.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh. But you swear you're going to be president. Now, have you ever held any sort of office, like even on your HOA or anything?
No.
Nah, nothing.
I still can.
But you can do it.
How about in high school? Were you like president of the debate club or anything? Or
no.
No, nothing.
I wasn't even popular in high school.
All right, yeah. But you're going to be president. You can do it. It's all right. Anybody can do it.
It's going to happen.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. So like I said, it's not a delusion. It can still be proven.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You're
funny. Leader of the free world. No problem.
Sure, no problem. Tanisha, you got my vote, Tanisha. That's Thank good. You for calling. You're funny. Here is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, so what are you totally delusional about?
I think that if it came down to it and someone, you know, was like trying to harm a family member or like my pet, I would totally like go John Wick on them.
Oh, really? Like slow motion shooting and all sorts of stuff, huh?
Not today.
I mean, I'm small, I'm compact, I'm flexible. I was military, nothing like front lines, but yeah, I think I could do it.
But you could cut, you're like, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like that, especially
I definitely feel like I would Liam Neeson, like, I've got a specific set of skills.
I will find you.
No, and you said you're in the military, so I feel
like you've got, right?
But still, you've been in it, so you've got some training. You
got
know?
Some hand-to-hand combat training, don't you, Steph?
I mean, to be fair, it was Chair Force, but, you know, sure.
That's funny.
Chair Force.
Sorry, all my fellow Chair Forcers.
You're going to order a drone strike.
I've never heard that before, but that is funny. Wow, that is funny. All right, well, you still sound incredibly intimidating to me, Stephanie.
I know,
so.
I wouldn't want to go toe-to-toe.
Okay, really quick, before we let you go, like, give us your best Liam Neeson impression, then.
Oh, God. I don't have a lot of money. and I don't have many skills. But I will find you, and I will kill you.
And I will kill you. That's pretty good. Not too shabby.
Convince me, Stephanie.
Stephanie, you made me LOL. You have a great weekend.
You too, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We're talking about being delusional, the things you swear you could pull off.
Yeah.
If you want to sound off, 303-691-1649. Stella!
Yeah!
It's Stella! What's going on, girl?
Nothing much. I wholeheartedly believe that if the time came, even though I just got surgery on my leg, if Michael Phelps ever needed me to substitute for him, I could do it.
Oh, really? Really?
I could do it.
What?
I might pull a few stitches, but you know.
What? How? Like, what? How? Why do you have that confidence? Are you a swimmer?
I used to swim. It's been a hot minute, but you know, I think just that water and it'll just boost me, you know.
You know what, Stella? In watching that stuff, it doesn't look that hard.
But it is.
It looks like you're just gliding through butter.
Gliding through butter.
Gliding through butter.
You're like a corn on the cob.
Yeah, that's why they keep putting their head down, huh? Is to take bites of butter.
It doesn't look
into
hard.
The butter, out of
it
the butter.
It does not look hard at all.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you do to your leg?
Oh, I tore a ligament and then ruptured my PCL. So
how'd you do that?
I was walking.
No. You're getting old when, right?
I know, right?
And what, did you just fall down?
Yeah, like my knee, it dislocated, and then I went down on the ground, and I was actually at the Olympic and Paralympic Museum. So what a
coincidence. Oh, how crazy. That's where you did it.
Well, listen, you get a gold medal in aging, okay?
Oh, doing it right, girl.
You're funny. Thank you very much for the phone call. You have a super dupes weekend.
All right, you too.
Bye, Stella.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, these are fantastic.
That's really good.
Okay, so I have been thinking. What do we got? We got like a minute left here. I've been thinking about mine. I think I have two that I could probably pull off. One is if there was ever a situation in a restaurant where somebody was choking and they couldn't breathe.
Okay. You think you could be the save the dayer?
I'm not going to be a save the dayer, but I am going to be the person that grabs a straw and jams it into your throat so you can breathe through the straw. I feel like I could pull that off.
Like you're going to like
I'm not going to go to the Heimlich. I'm just going to have you ever seen like, that thing in the movies where they put the straw right in the bottom
the
of the throat and you can breathe through the straw?
You have to cut it.
I'm totally going to do that.
You're fine with that?
I'll have a pocket knife on me. I'll do that.
You're going to cut a hole in somebody's throat?
Easy peasy.
In the trachea?
And then the second thing I feel like I could pull off, and it's like every single time that we watch American Ninja Warrior, I'm like, easy.
The obstacle course? You
yeah.
think you?
I could fly through American Ninja Warrior.
Oh,
you've complained about how bad your finger hurts.
I know. I saw you fall
months.
On
well,
the
that's
floor
funny.
And complain for a month, we so were, I don't think you could
we
do
We were
that.
At like a playground not too long ago, and I hopped up on the monkey bars, and I was winded. I was like, oh, why is this so hard?